Today we'd like to study the title of Lucifer in Book of Isaiah chapter 14 verses 1 to 17. To online wise people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, the second part, the strangers will be joined with them and they will cling to the house of Jacob. What does it mean? Question 2, in verse 11, your pomp is brought down to Sheol, and the sound of your stringed instruments, the maggot is spread under you, and worms cover you. Who is you, and what is you? Last question, in verse 12, have you all fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, Son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground? You who weakened the nations, who is Lucifer and what is he? In order to understand today's text, we'd like to see brief background. Here is dual prophecy. Dual prophecy for ancient country of Iraq. In immediate future from this Isaiah saying, about 200 years later, Babylon falls. Number 2, prophecy for a symbol of Antichrist or his followers, far future from this Isaiah saying, Antichrist falls. Verses 1 and 2 talk about mercy on Jacob. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will choose Israel and settle them. So God forgive Jacob's sin, then Israel's restoration from 70 years of Babylon captivity. So then also the second prophecy during the Great Tribulation, Jesus returned on earth to establish Millennium Kingdom. So that time is during Great Tribulation, 144,000 Israelites joining to Millennium Kingdom with Gentile believers. Then the strangers, this second part, the strangers will be strangers or foreigners or Gentiles, believers, will be joined with them and they will cling to the house of Jacob. So the Israelites, believers, and Gentiles, believers, will be members of the Millennium Kingdom. Isaiah chapter 56, verses 6 and 7, also prophesied by Isaiah. Also, the sons of the foreigner who joined themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the many of the Lord, the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant. Even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifice will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. So Gentiles will join into the house of prayer during Millennium Kingdom. Also, Isaiah chapter 6 verse 10, the sons of foreigners, strangers, shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy on you. So God planned to save Israelites again during Great Tribulation. So then the Gentiles believers together join. 6:1, verse 5, strangers or Gentiles shall stand and feed your flock, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. So both of them serving the first Israelite. Verse 2, then people, Israel people, will take them, the foreigners, and bring them to their place, the Israel, the people of God's place, and the house of Israel will possess them for servant and maid. Right here is a plowman and your vine dressers in the land of the Lord. They will take them captive, whose captives they were, and rule over their oppressors. So rule over their oppressors, you know, Babylonians. Babylonians, so, you know, will be depicted. Here, rule over their oppressors, rule over their oppressors here, not major power yet, but far future rule of Babylonians too. So that is the verse 2 talk about that. Then Babylon's fall, verses 3 to 11. It shall come to pass in the day the Lord gives you rest. So now it's the immediate future. Israelites return to home who would take rest, Sabbath. But far future, through great tribulation, so they will join into millennial kingdom. From your sorrow, from your fear and the hard bondage in which you were made to serve, then you will take up this proverb or maxim against the king of Babylon and say, Babylon is ancient country over Iraq, or Babylon is a symbol of Antichrist and his followers, and say, how the oppressed has seized, oppressed Babylon, the golden city, seizures, Babylon's capital city, seizures. The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, which is Babylon, the scepter of the ruler. Scepter is the stick, as a symbol of king's power, right? The rulers. Babylon as an instrument to judge Israel, the rebel. If God's purpose ends, Babylon ends. So all present nations too. So God allows us a certain president dictate in a certain power. So God has a purpose. So that purpose ends, then there is the king's power also will end. Verse 6, he who struck the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he who ruled the nations in anger. So God, you know, destroyed the instrument to judge his Israelites here. He is persecuted and no one hinders. The whole earth is now at rest and quiet. The whole earth used to be oppressed people by Babylonian. They break forth into singing. Now they praise singing. Indeed, the cypress trees rejoice over you. Cypress trees, all creatures too. And the cedars of Lebanon, cedars tree, as a kind of a tree, saying, since you were cut down, no woodman. Woodman had come up against us. Woodman's a fella, a person to cut down tree, had come up against us at Jesus' return on earth. Hell from beneath, Sheol, hell or Sheol or hate or grave. Hell from beneath is excited about you, which meaning hell accepted, you know, Babylon. So Babylon fall into hell. To meet you at your coming, it stirs up the dead for you and all chief ones of the earth it had raised up from their thrones. So all chief ones of the earth, you know, used to be oppressed once by Babylon. All the kings of nations used to be oppressed or dominated or conquered by Babylon. They all shall speak and say to you, have we also become as weak as we? So Babylon, so now is weak. So Babylon, historically defeated by Persia, then Israel people were allowed to return home. Have you become like us? Your pomp, pomp is arrogance, is brought down to Sheol or grave, hell, hate, and the sound of your stringed instrument is like a violin or a guitar. The maggot is worms, is spread under you, and worms cover you. Who is you? So Babylon, what is you? So Babylon is a Satan, Antichrist, all the serpent or a dragon. So Revelation chapter 20, verse 2 and 3. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of all, who is the devil and Satan. That's what is you. And bound him for 1,000 years, and he cast him into the bottomless pit. So bottomless pit received Babylon, and shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. So after this meaning, at the end of 1,000 years, so they will be released for a while. That time is a great white throne judgment. Great white throne judgment at that time, verses 14 and 15, then the deaths and Hades is hell, were cast into the lake of fire. So finally, they will be cast into Gehenna. This is the second death, and anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So lake of fire, the Greek word is Gehenna. Now, verse 12 to 17, Lucifer's fall, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. So Lucifer, your son of the morning, or the star of the morning, day star, Satan the deceiver, or the destroyer. So is Lucifer has a lot of names. So originally cherub, but to try to become God. The most beautiful creature of a spiritual being as a self-determinate being, which means the angel has the capacity to decide free will, to exercise free will. So free will is given by God, not the robot. So exercise free will. So the Lucifer exercises his free will against God to become as a God. Also, most highest rank of angels, you know, close to God. So Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 1, the description of cherub, the most close to God. So we can see, and I looked, and there in the firmament sky, there was a vowel, the head of a cherubim. So very cherubim's head above is the sky, firmament, very highest position. There appeared something like sapphire stone, so very precious stone alike, so beauty, having the appearance of the likeness of the throne, having appearance likeness of throne. So beautiful creature. Also most wise creature. Matthew chapter 10 verse 16. Behold, I send you out as a sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as a serpent. So serpents are wise, and harmless as a dove. Harmless or purity as a dove. So here, wise as a serpent. So example, Genesis chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. Then the serpent said to the woman, or Eve, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So very sneaky, you know, very wise creatures. Then you who weakened the nations, so which meaning the Lucifer was the existence behind the nations. Here, satanic power behind the power of Persia. So Daniel chapter 10 verse 13, but the prince of the kingdom of the Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the king of Persia. Here is Daniel prayed with fasting for God's explanation for the future of Israelites. Then the angel tried to come to Daniel to explain, to deliver the God's explanation, but 21 days were held by the prince of the kingdom of Persia here, which meaning the Satan behind prince of the kingdom of Persia. So there was a satanic power behind the prince of the kingdom of Persia. So, but Michael, you know, helped the dead angel to deliver God's message to Daniel. So then 21 days later, that angel showed up to Daniel. So here, so we see there was a satanic power behind the prince of the kingdom of Persia. So we see that. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. So prince of the world is Satan, Lucifer, the spirit who now works in sons of disobedience. For you have said in your heart, in your heart is Lucifer heart. Lucifer is here, we see five times I will. So which meaning Lucifer exercised his free will five times to become God. I will ascend into heaven. So he tried to into heaven, tried to maximum to showing his arrogance. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Stars of God is all angels, above all angels. I will also sit on the mount of congregation. Congregation is the children of God. So he tried to sit on the children of God above. Also, verse 14. Congregation on the farthest side of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. So above the cloud, I will be like the Most High. The last one, I will be like the Most High. So finally, I will be like God. So the Most Pride. That's why verse 15, God resists the proud, yet you shall be brought down to Sheol. Sheol is hell. So bottomless pit, you know, people from Millennium Kingdom. At the end of Millennium Kingdom, put into a lake of fire. To the lowest depths of the pit, right? Well, he's a bottomless pit, lowest depths, no lower than that bottom, bottomless pit. Those who see you will gaze at you. Gaze meaning squint at you and consider you saying, is this the man, Lucifer, who made the earth tremble? So the Lucifer made the earth tremble. Who shook a kingdom? So supreme power. Who made the world as a wilderness? Who destroyed the cities? Who did not open the house of his prisoners? Like imprisoned Christians in Iran. There is a satanic power behind persecuting Iran's authority. So not only Iran is persecuting world authority over a lot of Christians because of their faith in Jesus, but in the day of the Lord, to judge this world, the great tribulation to come, all Satan, all Lucifer, Satan and his followers, such as the false prophets or unbelievers, will be punished in the future, far future. Now, our attitude, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 12. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might is God's might, God's power. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Devil's head is Satan, Lucifer, but a lot of fallen angels is devils. For we do not wrestle against the flesh and blood, not against the human beings, but against the principality, against the powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of the wickedness in the heavenly places. So we are fighting against evil spirits. Then, so in the last day, our attitude, we should be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That is in the power of the spirit. So let's see each question. In verse 1, the second part, the strangers will be joined with them and they will cling to the house of Jacob. What does it mean? So in far future, so when Jesus returns on the millennial kingdom, so 144,000 Israel people get through the great tribulations, that becomes the members of the millennial kingdom together, strangers, the Gentile believers too. Gentile believers too, one is the rapture, the Gentile believers come down millennial kingdom. The other one is Gentile believers beheaded through great tribulation, and then those Gentile believers become millennial kingdom too. Question 2, in verse 11, your pomp, your arrogance is brought down to Sheol, grave of hell, and likely into the bottomless pit, at the end of millennial kingdom is Gehenna. The sound of your string instrument, the maggot, is spread under you, and the worms cover you. Who is you? Who is your Babylon in the context? And what is you? That is, you is a Satan, or the serpent of old, or a dragon. So that is what is you. Or a false prophet, his followers. In verse 12, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. Who is Lucifer and what is he? Lucifer is son of the morning or star of morning, Satan. So a lot of names, deceive, also destroyer. So that is the name. who is Lucifer? The answer is Satan. So what is he? You know, I already explained. So a lot of name. So that's nature is the creature of a spiritual being with self free will. So the cherub, the exercise his free will against God. So cherub is the most beautiful being, also most wise beings. So that is become rebel against God. That's what is he. Let's sing song, the bulletin, last song, the page 40, number 5. Then we'll pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. We will conclude today's Bible study.